现在收听的是葡萄树传媒，天开了 He is supernatural。 欢迎大家再次回到天开了 He is supernatural。 在我身边的有好朋友 Albert Plessy、我读对了他的名字了，刚才读错了一点点。 Albert、现在是你的时候呢，去、用你的见证去鼓励一下呢我们的听众。 Albert, it's your timeTo share your、testimony to encourage other people.
Thank you, Teresa. It's good to carry on into the second session.
Yeah.、
I really want to talk about how we must change our thinking、in the way that we think about when am I ready to pray for other people.、
嗯、Albert 就说呢、其实他感觉到我们要改变我们的思维，就说什么时候才是准备好要为有病人去祷告。
Many times we think we need to be perfect before we can pray for somebody else.
很多时候我们就感觉到我们要需要一个是完美的人才有资格去为他人去祷告。
But it's not us doing the healing, God is the one doing the healing.
其实呢，不是我们去做任何医治的工作，是神他自己去做。
While I was in hospital, waiting for a heart transplant, I prayed for other people in the hospital.
当我呢在医院呢就等着呢要换心脏的时候呢，其实那段时间我为别人去祷告。
And we saw amazing healings taking place.
我们看到呢，就是很奇妙的医治呢，发生在那个医院的地方。
Even though I myself were not receiving my healing at that time.
就算我在医院的时候，当时我还没有彻底得到医治的时候，我已经为别人祷告了。
So I think many, we think, you know, I'm ill, I cannot pray for someone else for healing. They will think he's crazy because he's not even healed himself.
有些人就感觉到啊、我自己都还没有得医治呢，我怎么能够去为别人去求医治的祷告呢？这个人肯定是疯癫了。
But that's not how it works. God really wants us to pray for each other.
其实呢，这个不是呢，一个呢就是运作的模式。其实神他很想呢，我们为别人去祷告。
So I want to encourage everyone, today.Who is listening to the program, that no matter what your circumstances are, what you have inside of you is so much more, and that is exactly what somebody else needs.
就是我呢想鼓励呢听众就说无论呢你里边是有多大的能力，其实呢都需要呢有这个需要为别人去祷告。
I was in hospital,When somebody wanted to commit suicide because they saw no more hope of ever being healed.
我在医院的时候呢，我看到呢某人呢，他想自杀，因为他再没有任何的盼望了。
And the nurses called me because they had seen that I am a Christian.
为什么护士找我呢？他知道我是一个基督徒。
So they asked me to come and pray for this woman.
然后呢，我就去到这个女人面前呢，自杀的女人面前为她去祷告。
In the beginning, she was very afraid to talk to me because she asked me, "Who am I?"
一开始她感觉呢就不习惯呢，她有些害怕，就说你是谁呀
？So I said, "I'm a fellow patient."
我说其实我是也是一个病人呢。
So she said, "What's wrong with you?"
她说你有病吗
？So I told her, "I'm dying."
我说我现在正在死亡的过程中。
That's not a very good way of starting when you want to pray for someone for healing.
其实呢，这样一开始就跟人家去打招呼，用这样的方式也不是有什么不大好的一个现象吧。
But that's what I felt I had to say.
但是当时我的感觉就是说我应该要这样的去跟他打招呼。
And she was not a believer.
她不是一个信徒。
So she was willing to listen to me.
她非常的愿意去听我说话。
So I just shared with her my walk with God and how many things I've seen God do and the amazing miracles I've seen God do with many people in healing.
那我就跟她一起去分享我怎么样与神同行，而且呢我看到很多神迹奇事呢，就是神呢坐在很多人的身上的，去鼓励他。
So after talking for nearly an hour, I asked her if I can pray for her.
差不多讲了一个小时了，然后我就问她，我能为你祷告吗？
And she said, yes, I can pray for her.
她说，可以啊，你为我祷告吧。
She was very weak. She had 5 heart attacks, and they could not operate on her because she was too weak.
哦，她当时太脆弱了，因为有五次的就是心脏病，而且医生说再没有得救的方法了。
And within a week and a half after I prayed for her, she was discharged from hospital, and wow. she had recovered so much they could do the operation and she could go home.
就说我为她祷告以后呢，过了一周半的时间以后，她就出了院，而且呢，不长时间以后呢，她就做了一个手术。
But I also want to talk about something else.
而且我想分享其他的东西。
People might think after hearing what we have been talking about that this guy has like super faith.
很多人可能听完这个呢分享以后就感觉啊，这个男人肯定是有一个超级的信心。
But it's not always like that.
其实也不是，常常都是有这样超级的信心。
There were times where I was very, very ill and very weak.And it felt like I could not even pray by myself.
我也试过有一段时间，我就是太身体太软弱了，不能够为自己去祷告。
And I remember, at times talking to God and says, I don't know if I have the strength to push through and carry on if I don't experience healing.
我就有一段时间，我就跟神说，我真的不知道我有没有这个呢能力，能够就是去度过这么艰难的时刻。
And I think it is important that we are honest in the way that we talk to God when we pray.
但是我觉得呢，我们对神呢要去很坦白，跟神去分享我们所面对的事情。
We don't need to be perfect. We can share how we really feel.
我们可以跟别人去分享，我们里边是感觉是怎么样的，不需要一个呢很完美的人才能够去跟别人去分享自己的事情。
And God really gave me peace in that time.
当时候呢做这个事情的时候呢，神真的给我很大的平安。
So there came a time where.I really had to make a decision on the way I'm going to live my life because I could not live it the way I did before.
去到一个地步呢，我就感觉到了，我真的要活下去，我不能够再活在我以前那个就是生病的模式里边去。
I have my own businesses, so I used to work very hard.
我以前有自己的就是生意啊，我很努力的工作啊。
Now I could not work at all.
但是我现在完全不能够再工作了。
I was maybe awake for 3 hours a day.
他说每天可能只是有三个小时呢，真的是清醒的，其他的时间都是用来睡觉的，休息的。
Because my brain was not getting enough oxygen, I could not think clearly.
因为呢，我的脑袋呢，其实呢，因为氧气不足啊，所以呢，我不能够呢，常常的去想东西，我的脑袋不能够正常的运作。
And I was just tired all the time.
大部分的时间我都是很累。
But what really stood out for me through all of that time was that the relationships I had with people was so much more important than the achievements I've had in business.
但是因为这个病呢，我发觉到呢，就是说，我跟人所建立的关系啊，就在我病的那段时间，就是我没有病的时候，我做的生意啊，这个关系呢更重要。
Some of my clients, they just wanted the work done. They did not really care that I'm very ill.
其实呢，我知道有些我的顾客呢，只是想。把事情办好就行了，根本他们不关心我究竟是生病还是不生病。
So, I really realized that the relationships we have with people is much more important, than making a lot of money.
其实呢，我感觉到呢，就说人的关系啊是最重要的，比赚更多的钱更重要。
I'd like to also just discuss, If we look at how God heals people,
我想呢就是呢去分享一下呢神用怎么样用不同的方法去医治人。
And here we can clearly see, if we look at Jesus, how he healed people different every time.
现在可以分享一下就是说每一次呢耶稣医治人都是不同的方法的。
Sometimes he would spit in somebody's eye.
有时候呢耶稣会吐那个口沫呢去到人的眼睛那里。
Make mud from the ground.
那个口沫呢就是从地上那些尘土啊泥土啊混在一起然后呢就插在人的眼睛上。
Other times, he told someone, go and wash yourself 7 times.
或者是他会告诉另外一个人说你去到河那里呢洗你自己呢洗7次。
Another time for a blind man, he had to pray for him twice.
另外一次呢就是为一个呢瞎眼的人呢他要为他祷告2次。
So we should not have this expectation that God is going to heal every person the exact same way.
所以呢，我们不应该有这样的期待，就说哦，神医治人的方式呢，都是一模一样的。
And that if something worked for one person, it will work for everybody.
也不应该有这样的想法，哦，用这个方法呢，这个人得医治呢，应该另外一个人也是用同样的方法也会得医治，不是这样的。
We like formulas.
因为人真的喜欢有这个方程式，好像一加一等于二这样。
A 5-step plan.
或者是呢五步骤，应该怎么做？第一步、第二步、第五步应该怎么做就成功的了。
If we just do these things, then we will be healed.
然后想哦，我们只要是完成5个步骤，或者是用这个一加一等于二，然后所有事情都能够解决了。
But it's not about the things we do.It's about the faith.
其实不是关乎我们做什么事情，而是关乎我们的信心有多大。
And sometimes God will use something that will stretch our faith or enable our faith.
有时候神做的事情就是说，让我们能够呢建立起这个信心，或者是呢扩张我们的信心。
And this might look silly to other people.
这样的做法可能对某些人来说是比较傻乎乎的一样。
But this is something that can be very personal to you alone.
其实呢，这些不同的方法对于人来说是非常有个人性，有个性化的。
And I will share with you how God walked with me to do something very personal.That acted as an activator for my faith.
那我将会呢分享，就是说神怎么样用他呢很个性化的方法在我身上，怎么样去启动这个呢我的信心，然后我得医治。好，感谢主。下来呢，我们将要听一首歌，叫做《Faithful to the End》。
We're heaven spun creations, His pride and adoration, treasures woven.His careful hands, they hold us safe within His promise of calling and of destiny.
days, there won't be a day. And there won't be a day that you're not by my side. And there won't be a day that you let me fall. Yeah, and all of my life, your love will be true. Yeah, with all of our lives, we will worship you.
欢迎回到天开了 He is Supernatural。 我们呢有 Albert 继续呢去分享，就是他怎么样呢拔出信心的一步啊。 OK Albert, this is your time. How you, you know, take one more step in faith?
While I was in hospital, many people sent me scripture to encourage me.
当我在医院的时候呢，很多朋友都发一些信息去鼓励我。
And one of the scriptures I was given wasIsaiah 40 verse 31.
其中一个经文呢，我的朋友他们呢发给我的就是在那个以赛亚书的40章31节。
And I'm going to read it from the Amplified in English.
他呢将会呢练这个旷大版。
But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in Him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God.As eagles mount up to the sun, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint or become tired.
中文呢就是说，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Now for me, my reality at that time was that I was weary.
当时候呢，真实情况就是他真的非常的困倦。
I was fainting when I was walking.
他走的时候呢，他会昏倒。
And I was tired all the time.
他经常都是疲乏，很累。
Exactly the opposite of what this verse says.
完全就是这段经文所说的相反。
But it starts with a promise. It says, "But those who wait upon the Lord."
但是呢，这里经文呢，就是有一个应许，就是说，但那等候耶和华的。
And then it says, who expect, look for, and hope in him.
英文呢就说，指那些去期待，去呢寻找耶和华，和在耶和华里面有盼望的意思。
So this is a much more involved kind of waiting. It is not just waiting for the sake of waiting.
这里的等候就是刚才所说的意思，就是说你去期待，你去寻找，你去在耶和华。耶和华里面有盼望，就是一个参与，你是有份的，不是只是坐在那里瞎等。
And then comes the problem, the promise. They shall change and renew their strength and power.
然后去到一个呢应许，就说他们必重新得力。
And that's when I had the realization that in the presence of God there is healing.
然后我当我练这个经文，我就认知到。Oh, 在神的同在里边呢，我就不会再疲乏了。
So I knew that if I remain in God's presence, healing must take place.
我知道呢，就是当我呢仍然呢停留在神的同在的时候呢，医治必然发生。
One of my friends had painted this verse.
其中我一个朋友呢，他就画了这一段的经文给我。
And you could see like sound waves below the eagle.
你会看到呢，就是在那个鹰下边呢，就是有一些声音的那些音波那个频率画出来的。
And she said that this is the heavenly frequency.
她就告诉我，哎，这个就是天堂的那些频率。
And for me, that just encouraged me so much.
对于我来说，这些经文这样的图画是很有鼓励性的。
I then got a very strange idea.
然后我又有一个非常的奇怪的想法。
I come from a very conservative background.
我的家庭的背景是来自一个很保守的家庭。
So this idea I thought was very crazy.
所以我在想，哎，你这样去跟我分享，这样的想法非常的就是疯狂。
I then decided that I need to take a step of faith to declare that I am trusting God for my healing, and I want something that will always remind me of this.
然后呢，我就呢做了一个决定，就是说我呢一定要信，相信神呢，他真的会医治我，而且我要做一些的行动。
At the same time, it will be a testimony that anyone will be able to see that God is doing something in my life.
同时间将会成为一个见证，让任何人都会看到呢，就是见证神在我生命所做的这些活生生的医治。
I then trusted the Holy Spirit to help me to adapt that painting into a new design.
我真的相信呢，就是圣灵呢，去引领我去看到这个呢画，然后把我的生命呢带入这个画的展示的生命里边。
I then recorded that verse to get the audio, the sound wave of that whole verse in a visual form.
然后呢，我就把这个呢经文呢录下来，就是把这个声音的音波频道就是画出来，作为一个呢能够看得到的图画。
And I combined that with the picture of the eagle.
然后呢，我就把这个音频配合这个音。成为一个大图画。
And I then decided to get this tattooed over my arms and my chest.
然后呢，我就呢做了一个决定，将呢把这个呢就是整个呢音啊跟这个音频的图画呢，就把它刺到我的胸部登上去。
To say that I will not be cut open to receive a new donor heart.
就是代表呢，我做了一个决定呢，我不再呢去等候要把我的心做手术开了，然后换一个另外一个人的心脏。
And every day I will be able to look at this and be reminded that God is my healer.
每一天我看到我胸部那个音，我看到它的时候呢，就好像神不停的在每天提醒我呢，他医治我。
And when I made that decision to get this tattoo, it really activated my faith.
当我做了这个决定呢，要去把这个呢，就是鹰的图案呢，画在我的胸上的时候呢，真的我的信心被启动了。
And I'm not saying that you must do the same to activate your faith.
我不是说你要用同样的方法呢，去启动你的信心。
God has a unique way of working with each one of us.
因为呢，神呢，他会用不同的方法运用在每一个人的身上，都是很独特的一个个人化的方法。
But when I took that step, my health changed.
当我真的踏出这一步的时候呢，我整个健康的状况就改变了。
And the paralyzed parts of my heart started to beat again.
我另外一部分的心脏刚才说了都是瘫痪了，现在呢就开始呢就有一些力量。
So, all I'm just saying through this is we have to engage with God.
我想表达的就是一点，我们一定要跟神同工，要进入神所讲的应许里边去。
Sometimes our faith can be enough.
有时候呢，我们可能信心都够的。
Other times we need something to activate our faith.
但是有些时候可能需要其他的东西。去启动我们的信心。
And that's where we need to take a prophetic action to call it into being.
这个呢就等于就说叫做先知性的一个启动的信心的行动。
So, today, whenever people see this tattoo, they come to me and ask, wow, it's different than other tattoos. What is it about?
现在呢，很多时候呢，我那些人看到我心膛上呢，就是印着那个鹰的刺青啊，这个图案的时候呢，他们都很好奇呢，要去问我，哎，你这个刺青这个图案跟别人的图案不同的，这个是什么意思啊？
And then I can share my testimony with them.
然后呢，我就呢可以有机会开始呢跟他们分享呢我的见证。
And in that, people can see that God is being glorified.
当我去分享的时候呢，我就可以有机会呢去荣耀神的他的美名。
Because he is the one getting the honor for my healing.
因为呢，他是唯一一个呢能够呢为着我得医治呢得着这个呢尊荣。
And this is something I cannot hide.
因为这些东西我不能把它隐藏起来的。
It is with me every day.
因为每一天都是与我一起的。
So for me, it's really been an encouragement.
对于我来说，真的是一个很大的鼓励。
To keep my faith alive.
就是呢，把我的那个信心呢，就是活出来，每一天都活出来。
So, when I was ministering in Belarus,
当我在 Belarus 这个地方呢去服事的时候
，I was praying for an old gentleman.
我为一个老人家去祷告。
And I could not understand his Russian he was speaking.
当时呢，那个是一个俄罗斯的地方，我也不懂俄罗斯文。
But I could see he had a lot of pain.
但是我看到他身上告诉我他很多的痛苦。
And I felt God said I must just hold him.
然后呢，我就感觉到神告诉我你要拥抱着他。
And I just held him for almost 5 minutes.
然后我就用我的手。去拥抱着他差不多5分钟的时间。
And then he exclaimed, I am healed, I am healed.
然后呢他开始很兴奋地在宣告我得医治了我得医治了。
And then I found out he had broken ribs.
最后呢我就才知道原来他那个肋骨呢就是破裂了。
And God had healed him completely.
当我拥抱他的时候呢神已经彻底地完全医好了他的肋骨。
And I did not even pray for healing.
当时我只是拥抱他，我甚至乎还没有为他去祷告，他已经得医治了。
I was just holding him.
我只是呢拥抱着他
，enveloping him with God's presence and His love.
就是呢把呢神的爱呢去跟他的爱了融化在一起。
And God's presence was enough to cause the healing to take place.
当时呢神的同在真的很强大，已经足够能够医好他的肋骨。
So I want to encourage you.
所以呢，我想鼓励你。
That God used many different ways.
神会透过不同的方法。
Of healing people.
去医治人。
Just keep on believing.
你只要呢，保持去相信神。
Don't doubt that He does not want to heal you, or don't doubt and think He does not want to heal you.
你不要怀疑，就说他不想去医治好你。
God wants to heal you.
因为他真的想医治你。感谢主。好，现在呢，我们先来听一首歌。这首歌呢，就是《No Longer Slaves》。 Welcome back， 欢迎大家回到这个节目。刚才呢 ，Albert 的分享是非常有大能，非常的有鼓励性。Early on, Albert, your sharing is very powerful and encouraging. Now I ask for the questions. 我现在问其他的问题。有些人就说，是不是只相信神医治我们就够了？或者是呢，也是要去相信医生去医治我们 ？So the question is.Should we just believe in God only for healing, or at the same time, we should believe in doctors can heal us as well? So what do you think, Albert?
I believe that God uses both.
我相信神呢会透过两个方法一起去做医治。
I believe Jesus is the ultimate healer.
我也相信呢耶稣是最终的一个医治者。
God performed a miracle when no doctors could help me anymore.
因为神呢，会做一些神迹的，就是当医生再没有办法的时候，神的神迹呢会发生的。
But at the same time, the doctors helped me a lot.
但是同时间，我也经历到呢，就是医生帮我很多。
I would therefore recommend that people.Still go to their doctor when they are ill.
所以呢，我也依然呢去呢，就是鼓励呢大家，你要是有病的，你也可以继续的去看医生的。
I know many Christian doctors who pray for their patients.
我认识很多呢医生，他们是基督徒，他们同时间也为他们的病人去祷告。
And I believe God has given us medicine.So that we can also be healed through that.
我也同时间相信呢，药是神给我们的，也是透过药物去医治我们。
It's just easy to start to believe more in medicine than in God.
透过药物能够医治我们，容易过呢，只相信神去医治我们。
So I would say always pray for healing first.
所以呢，我会说呢，要先为医治祷告。
So while you're visiting the doctor, you can start praying for your healing.
就是说，当你去看医生的时候，同时间也要为自己的疾病去祷告。
And the doctor might be surprised of you getting healed right in front of him.
然后有一天，可能呢，医生也会很惊讶说，哎，你现在正在得到医治。
So I want to encourage you all that we...Really allow God to move in our lives.
所以我真的想鼓励大家呢，你要允许神在你生命当中去做一个带领。好，另外一个问题 ，second question, Albert, I should ask, when we pray for the sick, what kind of prayer it should be like? Is it a warfare prayer, or a confessing type prayer, or a begging type prayer? What do you think? 我再问就是说 ，Albert。怎么样去为有病的去祷告？是一个征战式的祷告，还是一个认罪性的祷告，还是一个呢哀求式的祷告呢？
I first want to answer the last part.
我首先想回应的最后一部分。
And I never feel we should be have to beg God for anything.
因为我从来呢没有感觉我们应该呢要用一个哀求式的祷告去求神。
We are his children.
因为呢，我们的身份是他的孩子。
We are not slaves.
我们不是呢奴隶。
And sometimes, yes, we have to fight and press in.
当然，有时候我们需要一个征战士，我们要呢猛烈的去进入。
But for me, it's all about being in God's presence.
但是对于我来说呢，是最重要的是关于停留在神的同在当中。
I just look at Jesus.
当我去看到耶稣
And he did not use long, very long prayers when he prayed for somebody for healing.
当他为有病人祷告的时候，他不是用一些很长期的一些祷告的方式。
Usually it was only two or three words.
一般来说都是只是用两三个词而已。
Be healed.
得医治。
And sometimes it just needs to be that short.
有时候就是要这么简单，这么简短。
When we speak with authority,
当我们带着权柄去祷告的时候
and believe,
而且去相信的时候
things will happen.
这些事情就会发生了。
So let us pray for all our listeners.
好，我们现在呢要为所有的听众朋友们去在这里祷告。
Lord, I pray that every person who listens now.
主啊，我现在为所有呢去听这个呢节目的人去祷告
，will be healed，
他们呢将会得到医治。
And Lord, give them the faith.
主啊，给他们有信心。
And the perseverance.
还有他们那个忍耐。
That they will not lose hope.
他们将不会失去这个盼望。
And we glorify you for all the healings that is taking place right now.
我们现在呢，将一切已经发生的医治呢，把荣耀献回给你。
And all the ones that's going to take place.
所有的那些将会呢得到经历这个医治的要发生的。Amen.
我献上一颗敬拜的心，值得就是我全所有，每个呼吸每个决定都为了你，直到你再来那一天，无论要付什么代价，你说清白不可虚假，只要几乎是来自我心灵，祝你就越难，无论要付什么代价，当我再次说我爱你，我会真诚发自我内心。就是我全所有，每个呼吸每个决定都为了你，直到你再来那一天，无论要付什么代价，你说清白心灵，祝你就越难，无
实的敬拜你，心与心，心与心，深渊与深渊相应，被火炼，被洁净。
你现在收听的是葡萄树传媒 ，vinemedia.org。